Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Tim, and Andy. And currently, there's no...
Too damn cold today, bud!
It is very cold. That's okay. Why I got on this jean jacket. We have no current reigning champion, because of course, if you tuned in last week, Barrett won. Barrett, not here. Greg refuses to defend anybody else's championship, and so now...
Every week, the championship is up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I've lost it several times. It's not like this is like a championship belt. It's just how it is. It's always up in the ether. It's always there.
Yeah, but like
you guys wheeling Roger Porcone doesn't know anything for me.
Like in the WWE, don't you have to defend your championship? That's the whole
thing. Greg, do I need to explain to you how round robin works?
Yes.
Yeah? Because apparently it's not how he thinks.
Greg, how would you describe round robin?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time.
You hop from person to person. You go around. You go around.
You're a robin who hops around and does it, right?
Exactly. Contestants, are you ready for Kinda Feudy?
Sure.
Yeah!
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,500 members of the Kinda Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round I'm going to read to you a prompt and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kinda Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you have a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Greg, I love that you stop doing that as soon as the camera cuts you. If Greg says Skyrim is number one, that'll net him 50
points. We don't know what you're talking about, Buzz. We've been sitting here listening to your rules very intently.
Oh, you guys were like, okay. Right. If Tim says The Witcher, then it's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3, then it's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It's round robin. Each player will get a max.
God damn it. Sure.
We take turns.
Kevin, Google round robin. I don't know.
I did this last week and I couldn't get a solid answer.
Oh, yeah. You guys weren't here. Yeah. Sorry. There's a lot of lore. You should go check out a previous episode. It's great.
Nah, I saw you guys name a Donkey Kong character. I'm like, oh, thank God I missed this episode.
No, Greg, it was a you episode. Yeah. Like almost every single thing was like, Greg.
Yeah. I got the complaints where Greg's like, oh, you don't ask any Greg questions. And I put a bunch of Greg questions. Greg didn't show up. I think I asked like what wrestlers have been in wrestling games or over 10 wrestling games. Yeah. And Roger's sitting there like, and I'm like, oh, Greg would have got this. Undertaker.
Yeah.
Hogan. Hulk Hogan.
Number one answer.
The Rock.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Rey Mysterio was on
Brock
there.
Brock Lesnar was on
the
list?
No.
No, Brock.
Here's round robin.
Guys, it's really simple.
Jesus.
It's really simple. One, he plays against 10. Two, plays against 9. And that's all in day one. So that all makes sense.
This is a draft.
Day two, the winner. Oh, no. It looks like 2 plays against 10.
Wow.
And then it continues. Day three, 3.
Of course,
plays
it just
10.
Continues. All right,
it's
back
easy.
To the show. Let's
it's
do
easy.
The show.
Round robin Turner. That's like, that's the March Madness right there. You put the 10th Madden rank against the 1 rank.
I've changed the script to say we take turns.
The chance to play the worst team.
But I'm just saying, when you hold your hand here, it reflects back like you got white stuff on the tip of your fingers. And I wasn't sure if it was just because my hands were not moisturized.
What are you talking about?
This show every week gets more and more unhinged.
We take turns. Each player will get a max.
Oh, Robin!
You should have said that.
Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Again, the title is up. All right, whoever wins gets the title and becomes the reigning champion. Will he defend it next week? Who the fuck knows anymore? Are you ready?
Big, big lore implications on this episode. Yeah.
Concerned.
Round number 1. Name one of the Koopalings. Name one of the Koopalings. So we're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Iggy.
Greg says Iggy. Iggy is our 40-point answer.
Thank you.
Andy Cortez.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Name one of the Koopalings.
Here we go. Strap in, everyone.
Oh, man.
What bullshit's going to come out of his mouth?
Zuby, my favorite.
Zuby!
I don't know, man. Robert?
I got Charlie.
Charlie. Andy says...
Mort!
You gotta pick an answer.
Mort.
All right, that's your you're locking it in?
Yeah.
All right. Andy says Mort. Mort is not on the list.
I mean...
Meanwhile, Charlie at the top. The 50-point answer.
Tim Geddes.
I feel like you should give it to him.
No.
I mean, Mort's not on the list.
Morton?
No.
Morton's one of the Koopalings.
Yeah, but it's not. But it didn't make
voted.
It
oh, they voted. Yeah. Voted. That's how this fucking game works. That's right. My bad.
See, Tim, every week we come together and it's round robin.
Exactly. Sorry.
There's only five options.
Caught in the semantics of this.
Yeah.
Gooby.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Wendy Okupa.
Tim says Wendy Okupa.
Full legal name.
Wendy Okupa is not
Fuck
on
you.
The
wow.
list.
Fuck
wow.
all of you.
Wow.
Greg Miller, we're back
King
to
Koopa.
Oh, man.
Greg says King Koopa.
Hey, man, maybe, because, you know, people are dumb.
No, we're saying that's a good answer. I think that's a great
answer. No, that's a terrible answer. It's Bowser.
King Koopa is not on the list. Andy Cortez. Name one of the Koopalings.
I kind of want to go with Charlie again.
Technically the first time.
I'll go with Charlie.
Can you imagine? He went to Charlie the first time. He's like, no, I want to try it again. I want to do Charlie again.
Check your list again.
Double check. Andy says Charlie. Charlie is not on the
Carlos.
List. Tim, can you get one of these answers?
Which did Greg say?
Greg got Iggy.
Lemmy.
Tim says Lemmy. Lemmy is our 30-point answer.
Named after rock stars. That's right. Lemmy from Motorhead.
So
Iggy Pop.
At 10 points.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger.
I'm going to be fucking furious. Oh, am I going to be furious?
Depends.
Is Bowser Jr. on this list?
No.
Okay, thank God.
No.
You did some good out there.
Bowser Jr. did get close. Bowser Jr. was like our sixth option. I was worried.
Blackatoo.
Oh. Yeah, what was that?
Blackatoo.
No, Blackatoo, no. At 10 points, you would have guessed Roy.
Ah, mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of what I was going with Mort.
No, there's literally one named Morton, I think.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah. Morton Jr.
He just didn't, steakhouse. He just didn't make it.
Damn it, Greg, you got me.
At 20 points, Larry. And then at 50
Larry
points.
Larry. Just named Larry.
At 50 points, named after the famous streamer, Ludwig.
Oh, Ludwig. Damn it.
I can't believe Wendy is not only not on the list, but not the 50-point answer.
Yep.
That's wild.
I love Kevin being like, damn it, Greg, you know I'm the one who does the steak jokes.
That was my mistake.
That's my lane.
I got there first, Andy. Woo!
With that, Greg got 40 points with Iggy.
What
Tim,
a rare moment, huh?
Tim got 30 points with Lemmy. That brings us to a total score of Andy in third place with zero. Tim in second place with 30. And then Greg in first place with 40. As we move on to round number two, name somebody you can skate as in the Tony Hawk series besides Tony Hawk.
Oh, nice.
Name somebody you can skate as in the Tony Hawk series besides Tony Hawk. Andy Cortez.
Chad Muska.
Oh,
Andy says Chad Muska. Chad Muska is not on the list.
That's pretty wild. He had three songs in Tony Hawk 4.
Wait, you mean music?
Mm-hmm. Muska beats, baby.
Oh. Tim Geddes.
You know, I'm going to go a little outside of where people would expect, but I think it's going to be high on the list, and I think it's going to open y'all's little fucking mind.
No, please blow my fucking mind open.
Spider-Man.
Damn, that was on mine.
Yep.
Tim says Spider-Man. Spider-Man is our 40-point answer. Greg Miller.
Oh.
Bam Margera.
Damn it.
Greg says Bam Margera. Bam Margera is our 50-point answer.
Thank you.
Bam Margera deleted from history. Not to be seen ever again in a Tony Hawk game.
And we're back to Andy Cortez.
Now I'm thinking of the DLC characters, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go with Andrew Reynolds.
I don't think there were DLC characters. This is like unlockable.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah. Like the Spider-Man, I consider that like a weird kind of fucking thing.
What did you say?
Andrew Reynolds.
Andy says Andrew Reynolds. Andrew Reynolds is not on the list.
I appreciate you, Andy. I appreciate you. You're fucking going there, you know?
Tim Geddes.
Man.
Right now, Tim has the 40-point answer with Spider-Man. Yeah. Greg has the 50-point answer.
God, I have so many.
Margera.
Here. I just like... I feel like people are going to stick with the celebrity guests.
Mm. I'm go Bill Clinton.
Darth Maul.
Ah.
Darth Maul.
Mm. Good answer.
Tim says Darth Maul. Darth Maul is our 10-point answer.
Okay.
Greg Miller, you're our final guest.
The flying tomato himself.
What's his name?
I was hoping you'd help me. Sean
White.
Oh. Sean White. Yeah, Sean the White. Snowboarder. And then he started as a skateboarder and he got knocked out on MTV that one time. And it was really scary.
Greg Miller says Sean White.
I don't know if he's actually ever in a Tony Hawk.
I don't think
he's just the only other skateboarder I can come up with.
He might have been in five, but
Greg says Sean White. Sean White is not on the list. Though I will say, I think Sean White's snowboarding might have been a demo in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, so he might not technically be wrong.
No, that was separate.
Was that a different snowboarding game?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Do you have any guesses on this? Is older,
yes,
by the way,
I do have guesses.
What's Steve-O?
Steve-O's not on here.
But
So skater-wise, I feel like Bob Burnquist or Alisa Streamer would be.
Bob Burnquist was our 30-point answer.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Our 20-point answer, Rodney Mullen.
Oh, yeah. Of course, King of the Flatland. Makes sense.
There you go. With that, Tim got 10 points with Darth Maul. Tim got 40 points with Spider-Man. Greg got 50 points with Bam Margera. And I'm going to do my calculations in my head real quick.
Tim talking about skateboarding games like me talking
actually,
about
that's
sports.
Actually, that's easy calculation.
Yeah. King of the Flatland.
Right now, in last place currently, Andy with 0 points. Going into round three. Tim is in second place. Wait, what'd you say?
A big streak right here for me. Going for all zeros.
Tim is in second place with 80 points. Greg is in first place with 90 points.
Fucking Gooby the Koopaling.
Round number three. Name your favorite video game character who is a soldier. Name your favorite video game character who is a soldier. Andy Cortez.
Soldier 76.
Andy says Soldier 76. Soldier 76 is our 20-point answer.
Huh. I thought you were stupid.
Tim Geddes.
Solid Snake.
Tim says Solid Snake. Solid Snake is our 40-point answer. Greg Miller.
Master Chief.
Greg says Master Chief. Master Chief is our 50-point answer.
Damn it. Technically, be incorrect though, because of course, I mean, I get the
he's
points.
A Marine.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a Marine, not an Army infantryman.
No.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you. Name your favorite video game character who is a soldier.
Big Boss.
Fuck you.
Andy says Big Boss. No. Big Boss is not on Thank the God. List.
Thank Would God. You have combined them all into one? Would you have, like,
those done? I wouldn't have.
Okay.
Yeah. Oof. Tim Geddes.
Oh, God. I'm having one of those meltdowns in my mind.
Gabe Logan.
I'm going to go with
Gabriel Logan.
I don't want to be
Ghost.
Tim says Ghost.
I'm at man.
Call of Duty.
Ghost.
Sure.
Is not on the list.
That other guy's name.
Greg Miller. Our final guess.
I'm the final one, right? So I can just lay it all out. Here's where I'm at, everybody. Mm. All right.
Dollars.
Just because of Metal Gear, the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would toss out, because of our audience, Nathan Hale from Resistance. Then I would say Captain America. None of these are ones you look at and you go, oh, fucking, the crushed it. That's clearly going to be on the list. It leaves me in the lurch, as the kids say. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of
Big Cloud.
No, oh, Andy, don't fucking shit the bed when your chance comes around, then you get to do what you want to do with yours, all right? Nobody thinks a Cloud the hairdresser is a soldier, all right? They say, oh, man, look at him with his keyboard sword. That's neat. You know what I mean?
Keyboard sword.
You see how big this thing is? It's going to cut shit. It's stupid.
Way smaller than, it's way bigger than a keyboard. A normal sword would be bigger than a keyboard.
I don't like any of my options. Oh, you know, well, yeah, I'll just throw him in there. Well, yeah. I'm going to toss Sam Fisher in there. I'm going to toss him in there.
Okay.
Greg says Sam Fisher. Sam Fisher is not on
Fuck.
The list.
And I guess
was Captain America a boss or the other guy on there at all?
No. Wait, what was that?
Tip the hat for me if I get this.
Sure.
Captain Price.
No.
Damn it.
At 10.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I couldn't get there, though.
10 points, you would have guessed Commander Shepard. Commander Shepard.
Okay.
At 30 points, you would have guessed Cloud Strife.
Yeah. That's good. Soldier First Class.
You would have guessed Cloud Strife. Soldier First Class.
Keyboard.
Have they seen his keyboard?
With that, Andy got 20 points with Soldier 76. Tim got 40 points with Snake. And then Greg got 50 points with Master Chief. which brings the total score up to Andy's in third place with 20 points. Tim is in second place.
Making big movements.
With 120 points. Greg is in first place with 140 points. Still anybody's
okay,
game.
Good.
This one's all mine.
He's right getting now. Them 51.
I know, right?
Ugh.
Still anybody's game as we make our way to round number four. Name
two more rounds.
Two more rounds.
Okay.
Name a game that received over 90 on Metacritic. Name a game that has received over 90 on Metacritic, Andy Cortez.
Elden Ring.
Good answer. Real good answer.
Andy says Elden Ring. Elden Ring is our 30-point answer.
Okay.
Tim Geddes.
Breath of the Wild.
Tim says Breath of the Wild.
This question one time.
Breath of the Wild. Well, the question we had was IGN 10s. This is over 90.
That's right.
Breath of the Wild is our 50-point answer.
Good job.
Greg Miller.
The Witcher 3.
Greg says The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is not that on hurt. The list.
That hurts. Wow. That hurts. You left the door open.
Yeah.
Andy Cortez.
Was an answer last week for a different question.
Can you slide through the door that you just left open for you? Door.
It kind of creaked open. I see the light coming through. It smells. It smells coming through there. The Last of Us.
Andy says The Last of Us. The Last of Us is our 20-point answer. Tim Geddes.
What answers are open?
The 10-point answer and the 40-point answer.
Oh, man, I'm gambling here.
Gabe Logan.
I'm going for the money here. I'm going for the win. So I'm going to say God of War.
Man, you crushed it. Great
answer. Fuck, you crushed it. Great answer.
Are you going to, which one?
You know it's Tony. You know it's
The Rock.
Nah, you fucked up.
Said Ragnarok. You heard it.
Tim Geddes says God of War Ragnarok. Ragnarok is our 10-point answer. Greg Miller.
Take it home, Big Daddy.
So they would be separate entries?
There would be separate entries, correct.
Then, yeah, God of War 2018.
Greg says God of War 2018. God of War 2018 is our 40-point answer.
He left the door open. Yeah. He left the door open, dude. They wrote Greg off, and he didn't write back.
Nobody write me off.
With that, Tim got our 10-point answer and our 50-point answer with God of War Ragnarok and Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I know.
Sorry, I got to do the math in my head as I go here. So
everything for
what is 60 plus
100? Was Ocarina of Time number 6?
I couldn't get a good count for what number 6 was, because like these ones got way more votes than the rest, and so I didn't even bother counting the rest. What is 60 plus? That's 180. That's 180 points for Tim Geddes. And then Greg got 40 points with God of War.
180 as well.
Which means, yeah, it's one brings it to 180
as well. It all comes down to one question.
And
we got one shot.
Andy got 20 points and then 30 points with Elden Ring and Last of Us Part 1. So that's plus 50. That is 70 points for you. Which brings
I'm going to play spoiler for somebody here.
Nice.
Which brings the final or the up-to-date score as we go into the final round to, in second place, Andy Cortez. Tied for first place, Greg and Tim. Right now, Andy has 70 points. Greg and Tim both have 180 points.
So it's impossible. Andy can't win.
It is very impossible, yes.
But he could easily fuck it up for us.
Yeah, sure.
Which I really appreciate.
Round number five. Name a game franchise that was adapted into a TV show.
Ah, you bitch.
Name a game franchise that was adapted into a TV show, Andy Cortez.
Who's up second?
They're tied. So you're second right now.
No, but who's up second?
Oh, who's going next? Tim.
What is that? I don't like that at all. Why are your wheels turning like that?
I'll go with Twisted Metal.
You suck! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
The disrespect.
Fuck you, Greg.
Andy says Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal is not on the list.
Also, show some respect, okay, guys? It's coming to Peacock later this year.
Tim Geddes, you're up next.
Oh, I guess I gotta go with The Last of Us.
Tim Geddes says The Last of Us. The Last of Us is our number one answer.
I'm so horny.
That's gonna get you 50 points.
Damn.
Greg Miller, you're up next.
League of Legends.
Greg says League of Legends. League of Legends is our 10-point answer.
Stinky, stinky.
That's stinky,
stinky. That ain't gonna get it done
stinky
on its own.
In the pinky.
Ooh. Andy, you're up next.
Resident Evil.
Andy says Resident Evil. Resident Evil is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Not 40, baby. Halo.
Tim says Halo.
That's right.
Halo.
That happened.
Is our 40-point answer.
Wow.
Which is going to seal victory for Tim.
For sure, for sure.
Greg, as a consolation, do you want to guess one of these answers that are remaining?
I want to just do it to see if they put it there, even though it's about the books, and say Witcher. Did they credit that to the game?
Greg says The Witcher. Witcher is not on the list. Oh, there's a couple of those in there, but not enough.
I'm surprised Resident Castlevania. Evil
is Castlevania was our 20-point answer, and then our 30-point answer, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, Sonic yeah, the Hedgehog. Man, there's like a million of them.
A little surprise entry for you in there.
He likes chili dogs.
He does.
He does.
He does.
With that, ooh, I got to do something, man.
That was great. That was great.
That was great.
The final score in last place is Andy with 70 points. In second place, Greg Miller with 190 points. And in first place, Tim Buggin Geddes with 270 points.
Well fought.
A very high scoring game for Tim Geddes. A little bit of fun fact for you. For our round number three, I said name your favorite video game character who is a soldier. That was going to be our tiebreaker round. The sixth answer for that one was Captain Price from Call of Duty.
You said that.
The seventh answer for that was Ghost. From Call of Duty, that yeah. Tim guessed,
and then Eon Long.
In eighth place was Marcus Fenix from Gears of War, and I'm so there's some fun facts daddy for you, Tim. This belongs to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Congratulations to our new champion
once again.
This has been another edition of Kind of Feudy.
I'm an every other guy, you know.
He isn't every other guy. He can't retain the championship, but he can win it away from others. Until next time, I've been Blessing, Adelia Jr. That's been Tim motherfucking Geddes. That's been Andy Cortez, and that's been Greg Miller. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Be doo boo be doo be doo be beep beep.